Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
It's Basingstoke Radio with me, Dave Chan-Smith. It's a Tuesday morning and we are logging in to Claire. That sounds a bit wrong, actually. We're logging in to Claire, who's the garden editor, and we're talking about compost today. I've always said this show's a load of compost. Anyway, Claire, compost.
Hi.
Yeah, I feel like a bit of the therapist. Tell me about compost.
Well, when I was thinking about what we could talk about this week, and I thought, well, it's not in some ways, most people, compost isn't the thing which makes them think, this is what I became a gardener to become, to kind of nerd out about compost. And it does have a bit of a bad rep, doesn't it? But I thought we could try and bring some energy and some real life practicality to compost.
Okay, then.
And of course, if our lovely listeners have got any questions or feedback, please let us know. But yeah, I hope you're not all turning off the radio now thinking this is going to be as dull as ditch water. Basingstoke are about to introduce food waste collection, aren't they?
Yes, I've noticed that. I've noticed under a few posts on social media reference that.
Yeah, I mean, I've not heard anything directly from the council, but I thought this is probably a good time to talk about what we can compost in our gardens easily and what's harder to do. And I thought I would do good, bad, ugly about compost, just to keep things a bit lighter. So
I've got my hand up. I've got my hand up. I've got a question.
Oh, go on then.
So when you're
Okay.
composting stuff yourself in the garden, does it give off a bit of a whiff?
Well, it shouldn't do. That is a kind
If
of an
you're doing
ugly
it
one.
right.
Yeah, if you're doing it right. So the good thing about compost is that it can cut down on your costs, because you have to pay to have a brown bin from the council these
Yeah,
days. So
that's
if you
right, you
manage
do.
to Yeah, exactly. So if you manage to keep all your compost, your garden waste in your garden and use it in compost, you are actually saving some money. And of course, compost is a great thing we can use. We can use it for mulches. We can use it for seed sowing. It's got all sorts of benefits we can use in our own gardens. The bad sides are people can think it's whiffy. It can get slimy. People worry about it attracting rats or flies or things like that. And the ugly thing is, well, a lot of compost just look quite ugly. You know, if you've got a small garden like many of us do, having a compost bin isn't exactly going to be something you're going to sit your barbecue around and all sit round your Dalek, are you?
Yeah,
So I
that's
thought
all
we
right.
would
Let's sit round the compost bin rather than the fire pit, shall we?
Exactly.
That'd
It
be
doesn't
nice in
give
a
off
warm
those
summer's
vibes.
evening, won't it?
It doesn't quite give off those vibes, does it? But anyway. So the first thing to say is, how can we deal with these bad aspects of composting? What are the problems we have? Well, basically, when we're composting, we need two different types of sources of materials. We need quick, fast decomposing things which are high in nitrogen, and those are kind of like, we call it the greens. So your grass clippings, your weeds, your kind of offcuts of your flowers and things like that. That is all green material, and that composts down really quickly. But if you've got too much of that, it will go slimy and gooey. And then we balance that with what we call the brown, which is the woodier, slower burn material, and that is really high in carbon. And if you have that good mixture of greens and browns, it's a bit like starting a fire. You want your fire starters, but then you want your slow burn charcoal or bits of wood. And you want to kind of mix those two up together to get this kind of balance
Like
between your greens and your browns.
a compost lasagna.
Pretty much, yeah. And what you're going to want to do is kind of layer those two elements in, and then regularly, and we can talk about how different types of compost bins work, mix those layers up so you don't get things stuck in those really sticky, gacky layers that you can sometimes get. And what that does is that it gives a good breakdown of fuel to fuel your compost heap, to get those microbiomes working, get it all breaking down and getting that goodness out, without it just sitting there and doing nothing. If you just have a pile of sticks, that's lovely, that's called dead hedging, but that won't give you compost. It's this magic mix of the two, the greens and the browns, the carbon and the nitrogen, which is what makes compost well.
And how long does it take to break down?
Well,
Or does that
there's two
depend?
types. There's basically two types of composting. There's hot composting and cold composting.
Mm.
Cold composting is still quite warm. You can get temperatures of up to 30 or 40 degrees in the summer. And that means that it takes a bit longer. It can take 6 to 18 months for that to break down. And you'll see that in large gardens, they've got different bays. Like you might have to see these compost bays going around National Trust properties. And you see kind of stuff which doesn't look very broken down in bay one. And then that's turned and moved into bay two for the next year where it looks a bit more brown. And then in the final bay, you might see and it's really, really dark black, very, very, very broken down, yummy stuff. And that's a technique called cold composting. And it works well if you've got really large volumes of material and you have lots of space for it. What some people practice is something called hot composting, is where you are basically keeping your compost much at a higher temperature and feeding more of those green and brown and keeping it contained, like in a Dalek bin or what's called a hot composter. And this is a much faster cycling process. So in my garden, I don't have space for those lovely garden compost bays. So I just use a hot composter, and at the moment it'll be up to 60 or 70 degrees at the top and probably hotter inside. And that means it composts much quicker. I can get compost within about 3 months that way. The downsides are it does get very hot and you have to keep feeding it. You have to keep on it. The advantage is you can even break down food waste. But as we know, Basingstoke might be introducing food waste collection, but some listeners might be elsewhere around the planet where you don't have that. And the system for hot composting is closed. So if you're worried about rats or worried about flies or things like that, it's a more kind of sealed way of doing those things.
All right, okay. And can you put food waste in it?
So in a hot composter, in a cold one, less likely. And because those tend to be more open, unless you put a tarp or something over the top of
Mm.
it is more open to the elements. So if you are worried about things like rats
Then they're going to
or
pick it up
predations,
from there,
whatever,
aren't they? Yeah.
indeed,
Okay.
indeed, they're
All
going
right.
to go in for there.
Yeah.
Things like eggshells are kind of more likely to be okay, but anything meat or dairy, I'd be tending just to use that in a hot composter. There is a really, if you want to get like really geeky into composting, there are wormeries you can buy where you kind of get a tray basically of worms, and the worms eat their way through the
Oh,
compost, or bokashi, which is a Japanese form of composting where you put some kind of almost like a almost like a starter bran in with your food waste, and it breaks it down much, much faster. And those can even be used inside a kitchen. You don't even have to use outdoor space to use those that the bokashi method. I haven't personally used it, but some people absolutely swear by it. So if you are thinking more of a kind of a traditional compost, the things to remember are you do need to get some air into it to make it to get it to break down. If you don't get the air into it, that's when it gets slimy, and that's when things can start to really get that really pungent whiffies if there's not enough oxygen to help fuel the process of breaking it down. And then there's a question about where should you put your compost. So we've already decided, haven't we, that it's not by the fire pit.
Not in the middle of the decking.
Not in the middle of the decking. Normally, they're best placed directly on the ground rather than on decking or
Yeah.
patios. That just means
Is
because
that because of the heat? Yeah.
and it just means you've got a much more it's in contact with the ground. The natural soil microbes are going to move with it and use that space as well. And you'll get probably a bit more airflow bizarrely that way than if you just put it something on it like a completely flat surface, completely sealed surface. They are best in part shade or shade. We're getting much hotter weather, aren't we, at the moment? We've had such a heat wave. For anyone who's been struggling, we do have episodes on gardening in the heat, so do look back for those if you've been struggling. But they do need a bit of heat, to kick start these reactions, but you don't want it somewhere. You don't want it in your prime area of your garden where you're going to be wanting to sit there and sip a glass of fizzy water of an evening. So tucked out the way, somewhere practical for you. So,
Behind the
for
back of the
example,
garage, then.
yeah, exactly. So think about
Behind the
where
shed.
Yeah, part behind the shed, those type of places. So where you're likely to have lots of garden material. So some of my clients have like really big trees at the back, and I'm like, well, perfect. Let's put your compost bays back there, because you're not going to want to spend your weekends trundling loads of leaves and things like that all the way down the garden. Put them all that where that's going to likely to be generated in the first place. You can get Daleks, those Dalek bins, which are quite cheap. Some people have these tumbler ones as well, where you can kind of spin them around. I think they look tremendous fun, but I've not personally used them. I think, like anything, that none of them are are perfect, but it's just a question of layering, mixing up those greens and browns, and then stirring. You can get kind of some special whizzy stirring sticks, which you put in and give it all a good mix up. Or you can just do what I did for a long time, which was just use an old leg of some old garden furniture and give it all prod around and turn it around. So that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. So they are a useful thing to add to your garden, not least because it gives you so much free material. But with the advent of food waste coming, you might want to hold off adding your food waste to it unless you're looking at these kind of more sealed hot composter situations.
When you've got a sealed compost, is there any food waste you can't put in it?
Well, I'm trying to think. In mine, I've had mine, oh, about 5, 6 years now. It doesn't cope well with like really large seeds like peach or mango seeds, you know, those really big seeds that you get in the core of them. Eggshells take a longer time. Tea bags as well, I found, take a while. I know that a lot of tea bags are supposed to be like, you know, broken down plant-based, but they do tend to take a while. For eggshells, I tend to crush them up a bit, because otherwise I end up with everything else is beautiful and you know, really lovely crumbly dark black lovely stuff with chopping great eggshells, and I put those in the garden, and then that attracts the rats again, so those tend to take a little longer. I've not tried bones. I probably wouldn't try actual meat bones, but meat scraps, dairy, things like that have worked in hot composters. And I'd keep it for your veggie peelings if you were doing cold composting. The other thing is, don't put your weeds on your compost. I know it sounds a bit silly, but if you do have lots and lots of weeds like bindweed,
Because all you can do
particularly
is
if you
put
do.
that back on the garden, aren't you?
Exactly. So they do say in the hot composting system, the temperature is so high it will actually kill off the weed, the viability of those seeds. I don't want to risk that personally.
Especially after
So
all that effort you've done to get your garden the way you want it. Yeah, that's the last thing you
exactly.
want, isn't it?
No, so with nettles and things like that, you can just make them into nettle soup and use
Oh,
that as a fertilizer.
you know, it
Maybe
gets
that for
worse.
another day.
It gets worse. You're talking about compost, you put me right off my chocolate biscuit this morning now, I tell you. Now you're talking about
Oh
nettle soup. Oh my
no.
God.
I know, but that's for your
No,
plants.
no,
Some
no,
people
no.
do have it on to eat it, but I have to say I tend
Oh.
to steer clear of that. But yeah, I hope that's not put people off their coffees and sticky buns too much. But bear in mind, it's useful. And if listeners have any questions, I'm happy to help. There are some people who are really super nerdy about compost, and
Are
it is
they?
fun. You know, it's yeah. Like, I mean, we're a wonderful species, aren't we, humans? We can geek out about anything in particular. But I will do my very best to answer your composting queries if anyone needs help with that.
Lovely. Okay. All right. So good information there about compost. I never think I didn't think we would fill 15 minutes full of compost.
Doesn't time fly when you're having fun, eh, Dave?
it just, yeah. Now, we're going to see you in a couple of weeks, aren't we? Yeah. Anything on the horizon for a couple of weeks, or are you
Oh,
not sure?
I will have a think. I'm about to go and work at Hampton Court Flower Show, but
Oh, of
I
course
might
you
do
are,
something
yeah.
about, yeah. I've got that
Okay.
coming up. But I might think maybe like we might do some color themes. I was wondering if you
Okay.
want like my favorite like
Yeah.
white plants or pink plants.
Yeah, let's do
So let
colour
us know,
themes then.
listeners. Should
Yeah,
we
let's
do some? Should
do
we
colour
like do a bit
theme.
of colors?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Better than all that
that
brown
sounds fun.
stuff we're talking about
Yeah, no
today.
green and brown. We
Yeah, no
won't talk
green and
about the
brown,
dark
just all nice
and no
colours.
rats.
Okay.
Let's
Yeah.
do fluffy
Right.
colors. Okay.
Okay, before you go, song for today then, please.
Oh well, I mean. This is a bit of a random one, as you know. There's
Oh, I
always a bit of a
noticed
kind of latitude
that,
thinking.
yeah.
This one, well, we're talking about the change from all these things you put into how this compost turns out. So, what a great opportunity to ask for the Song of Changes by David Bowie.
Oh, the late, great David Bowie. What a great choice, Claire. Well done for that. And I will speak to you in a couple of weeks' time.
And we will talk colours. Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.